Nearly 8 million people travel to Niagara Falls each year, but Destination Niagara USA President and CEO John Percy says not many visitors are from the six majority Muslim countries named in Trump's travel ban.
But what it has done is the countries that are friendly allies or just, you know, countries that have a higher volume of inbound international business have a negative perception.
Percy says at least one local hotelier he's talked to is already anticipating cancellations.
I know we are going to be negatively impacted going forward.
But at the same time, Percy says he's not crying foul.
If there is a terrorist attack anywhere, it impacts tourism. So we want security to be a priority. However, there has to be the proper mix. And I think what happened under the Trump effect is the rollout was really poor.
And it could end up hurting local residents. Percy points out that tourism is Niagara County's second largest industry, providing over 14,000 jobs.
Every time something happens, a waiter's job or a front desk person's job, when we have a negative dip, or negative perceptions or a decline in visitation, that is going to affect those people in those positions.
Percy says he's hoping there will be a large uptick in domestic travelers to make up for the projected loss from fewer international visitors. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.